What's up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco, your show about everything great about the great outdoors, the great state of Wisconsin. My name is Joel Clayfish. I have the honor, privilege, and all-around fun time hosting Raised in Wisco, along with...
Ooh, I have a question.
Wow. I was just going to give you the most power intro you've ever received, Danielle.
And you do that every week.
Okay.
But
do you have a problem with my intros?
No,
really?
It's a great intro. Listen,
okay.
Listen.
All right, do you need to be separated?
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's
this
exactly
corner.
What I was going for. Can you do it like an announcer in the ring? The Raised in
Wisco
part?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, why don't I introduce you like in the corner of the ring?
Should I stand up?
And in this corner, weighing
172.
Wow, I really screwed myself on that one, didn't I?
She asked for
Holy
it.
Holy cow.
I have no shame.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, weighing in at 175 pounds,
72.
The welterweight from Wauwatosa, the machine gun from Madison.
Milwaukee. Manitowoc.
Oh, gosh, that was funny.
The chainsaw from Chippewa. Danielle Fairman.
Woo.
How was that?
Fantastic.
I like the chainsaw from Chippewa.
I don't know.
Danielle is
like
a chainsaw.
I'm using the chainsaw this weekend, so I'm going to be saying that in my head.
Danielle Fairman, if you are new to the show, and welcome if you are, we are Raised in Wisco. We're heard throughout the state on the civic media stations, 23 of them in every major city in Wisconsin, across the borders. And we love having you with us. We appreciate it so much when you join us. We talk about food. We talk about what you can do in the outdoors, hunting, fishing, hiking, kayaking, camping, rock climbing, sticking your hand underwater to catch catfish with your hand.
Noodling with your
noodling.
Hand or
is that
a
what
fork?
It's called? That's right. My type of noodling, I'm Italian, so noodling for me is like eating pasta.
With a fork.
With a fork. That's right. Stick a fork in me, I'm done. And this show would not be this show without the fame-acclaimed, award-winning culinary creator from
Chippewa.
From where?
Cudahy.
Good culinary creator.
Cudahy.
Chefery Ellie Lawton. Chef.
Okay.
Wait, okay. Why did you cheer for me?
I'm weighing in at the same class as Danielle.
And I'm actually really excited about this show because Chef Lawton's got fantastic ideas for recipes today. I'm excited to talk about. But first.
Do I?
Yeah. Well, you kind of gave me a hint. I don't want to give it away. I'm going to leave that tease to you.
It's a secret.
But I think it's a subject that hits close to home and in the hearts of everybody from Wisconsin.
Oh, we're going to
get
sure to
that. You're going to get excited about it. I'm excited about it. I'm excited tonight because show contributor Megan Salazar is here.
Woo-hoo.
Megan Salazar is going to be announcing the winner of our contest, our bag and tag your swag contest. I just made that up. I think
that
works.
Oh, my goodness.
That
works.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Wow. Congrats.
Thank you, Dan.
On that.
Appreciate it. At least I got someone on my side tonight, Dan. Thank you. From the Peanut Gallery. Also,
time.
Megan's... can we call him your significant other?
Oh, no. Everybody look online.
Is there a label yet?
You're going to have to ask him.
Oh,
Dave's face is red. Dave is blushing.
Whoa, let's make it official on the radio.
This is so
all right.
Exciting.
Better than,
better
than Facebook official. Better than Facebook official.
2 weeks in a row, you got me.
Raised in Wisco official.
The downpour from down under, Dave Sella. More importantly, Megan Salazar's beau, BEAUX. That's precious. But no offense to Megan. You're not here because you're her boyfriend. You're here because you know lots about outdoors and hunting and fishing and stuff like that. So welcome to the show.
Yeah,
glad
we are
going to
talk about your relationship the whole episode,
yeah,
the whole show. We could.
Well, we might.
I mean, we could.
Well, how do you know we're not? We might.
We could.
And, of course, Noah Morris from Morris Original Productions is here.
But why am I so sweaty now?
Because it's hot in here.
I'm a little bit sweaty, too.
That's what happens when people are put on the spot, Megan. You were blushing. He was blushing. It was just
adorable.
It was
a beautiful blush.
It was effing precious.
Aw, a little leg squeeze. You know what that means?
Oh.
I want to talk, though. One of the reasons I'm actually really
excited. Meg's never coming back.
Bandit is in the studio tonight. Bandit has made his return. And I'm watching. I have a perfect angle of the sun coming in. And Bandit's standing there. And hair just falls.
Oh,
like a light rain shower. Yes. Hair falls from Bandit.
Bandit, say hi.
From Bandit, hair falls to the floor. This is pretty much, I hate to say this, they got the school supplies out. I saw Halloween supplies at a store.
Oh, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, don't say yay. It's too early for Halloween.
No, not for Halloween.
It was July
season.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to. We
Megan,
still have the entire
hunting season.
Oh, yes.
We have the entire month of August left, but now is the time to get ready. That's why Dan Tim from Whale Tales is here.
Hey,
let's see. The archer from Arkansas. No. The archer from what?
Ashapin.
Hey.
The archer from Ashapin, weighing in at 347.
No. 222.
I was going to say kilograms.
Okay.
Oh, doesn't that convert appropriately?
I think that's worse, actually.
None of us are good at math.
I think that puts me around 600 pounds, Joel.
You could be on that TV show.
My 300 kilogram life.
That's
nice.
There you go.
Good to be back.
Dan is here. Great to have you back on the show. And what I'm excited about is you work for an archery outfitting company.
That's right.
And one of the things, and Kyle, who owns Whale Tails Archery, good guy. I've been in there. Matter of fact, you have outfitted me in a pair of my hunter hikers that I've been wearing religiously when I hunt. Very, very comfortable shoes, Crispies. From my Italian heritage, very most likely made by one of my relatives, I think.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Quality craftsmanship.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Quality craftsmanship in every
lace. They sound crispy.
Nice.
So when you're crunching in the woods, where are your Crispies? Okay. Dan Tim, you are a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You're
That's
an
right.
outfitter. You're all an all-around nice guy. But what I want to talk about is now we're into August. And I think... when August hits, there's two types of reactions from those who use the outdoors. There are those who still think it's summer. And then there are those who cannot get their head out of the woods or the fields.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably one of those. I think most of the panel here in the fishbowl are folks like
Bandit
that.
Included.
Including yes. Bandit.
Waiting for September.
But it is not too soon, is it, to get out there and get outfitted. What is important right now that you should be doing as somebody who wants to hit the woods at the beginning of the hunting seasons? You got... early goose and teal season, September 1st. That's 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks. Oh, I can't wait. It gets my skin to stand up. It really does. You've got deer hunting starting
like 40
in five
days,
weeks.
40 days away, I think.
What do people days, need to be doing?
Shoot your bow if you're a bow hunter, first and foremost. At least get your equipment out and look at it.
I do a lot of looking at it.
That doesn't
help my shooting.
Yeah, make sure you have everything you need and then and get out and become proficient with it again. If you haven't recently, now's the time. You know, if anything looks, feels, sounds wrong with your equipment, you know, folks like us around the state are happy to help. But, you know, there's a large number of avid outdoorsmen in the state of Wisconsin, outdoors people in the state of Wisconsin that... all want to get ready here in the next 5 weeks for everything they need. You know, you might have your eye on a certain piece of equipment, and the more you see, the more you know about a specific piece of equipment, so does everybody else. Mm-hmm. So stores sell out, manufacturers sell out of various items. The new hot shiny thing that you might want could be gone.
What is the new hot shiny thing this year?
It depends.
That's a great question.
Yeah, so I mean, saddle hunting is always hot. That's kind of...
I bought one last year.
Yeah.
Have you used it yet?
I tried.
Okay, well, for those who don't know...
Sounds like we need to get into that.
...and aren't experienced in that, like me, what exactly is saddle hunting?
Sure. So saddle hunting is just a lightweight, mobile version of getting up in the tree. Lots of run and gun or people that are going deep into the woods, you know, they want to put their equipment in a tree and get it out the same day. It is essentially a harness, some climbing sticks and a small platform. So, that's basic level understanding of it. There's of course some other things involved.
I'm going to go ahead and say no, thank you.
Megan and I, we pass on
I'm
that.
Out.
See, they have multiple different types of saddles. So that was
right.
my situation.
If it's going
But they have saddle ladder stamps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Saddler stamps. Saddle
climbing.
Tiny little platform, but I had to find the one with the like the back. You had to find one with the backrest too, because that was my situation. I had one where it just covered the bum.
Yep.
And I'm just standing there, and I'm getting like I fall asleep.
Yeah, so, I would be.
And then my back hurts. I'm like, okay, well, I need something for my back, and then they actually make that.
If you're thinking about trying saddle hunting, now's the time to go talk to people, because you can learn. I mean, you can go down any rabbit hole on the internet, and you know, learn just about anything you're trying to learn, but sorting through kind of who's paid to present this information and what's actually real can be difficult too.
So Dan, your message is overall, people don't wait until the last minute.
Please don't wait.
And don't get mad if you wait till the week before and you go to hook up your bow and you're missing a piece and you guys are out of stock because people are getting in and getting prepared now.
New strings and cables on your bows, on your crossbows, now is the time. You know, the custom ordered strings and cables, usually anywhere from 2 to 3 days to 6 weeks out from different manufacturers. So 6 weeks out takes us into the season.
Yeah. Holy
cow. It does.
Yeah. We're talking about
I'm going to get my bow ready this week.
Please.
Well,
what bow do you have?
Matthews.
Oh, you say that.
Yes. I'm going to tell you what.
I wish I knew that.
Megan.
She has you.
I don't
you gotta look on your face.
But apparently I'm going to have to start because I was told that I need to. So what do I even do?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, wonderful.
That's a great question.
Megan,
what does somebody do at this stage of the game if they want to get into bow hunting?
I would say, again, you know, stop at your local archery shop. There's usually somebody there that's willing to walk you through the steps on what it takes to get into it and get you into the right equipment. You know, it can be intimidating to walk into some of these places, but I promise you it's not as scary as it seems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the big box stores have a way of, having more people to take care of than they do time in the day. So, again, big plug for the local archery shops, full of experts that are willing to help out and answer all of your questions, spend the necessary time with you to make sure that you leave comfortable with your equipment.
Mm-hmm. That
and
is great advice.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to go in alone, because when I started bow hunting, nobody in my family bow hunted, and I walked in by myself. Everyone was super kind. I got to test out a bunch of bows. I went the whole day. It was fantastic. Great experience. So go to the local archery shops. Don't be afraid to walk in, because it's their passion. So go and do it.
Yes. Yeah, good point, though. Like, definitely set aside a block of time to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's a big decision, and the equipment is all relatively similar, but also different. Mm-hmm. So you're going to find what works best for you, and don't let anybody push you into something. If you don't feel comfortable with it, take your time.
Mm-hmm.
That is key. Take your time. Make sure you're comfortable with the equipment. Get shooting. You got plenty of time to do it yet to get out there this bow season. I think that's great advice. I can't wait to talk about Weekly Wiscos, because guess what's happening this week? The State Fair. We're going to talk about fair food. Woo-hoo. I can't wait. This is Raised in Wisco. This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Sitting alongside of me, the bruiser from Bayview, Danielle Fairman.
What? I don't know if you want to call a lady a bruiser.
If they're a boxer, that's a great
name. I feel like
name,
that means I'm aggressive. I'm not
mad at
that.
Oh, I thought that means you're like pretty big.
Oh,
like
I don't know.
A bruiser,
know?
You know? Bruiser. Like,
no, I think it means you bruise people up when you're in the ring.
Really? Wow.
Maybe.
I'm not a boxer.
You want to find out?
Hey, look. I'm just winging it over here. I'm doing the best I can with what I got.
We all are.
Chef, official chef of Raised in Wisco, Ellie
Lawton. Also a bruiser.
Also the bruiser from where else be in Wisconsin? Bloomfield? Is that a... Sounds like
Bayshore?
Bloomer. The Bruiser from Bloomer.
Wow.
Sure, why not?
Look at me go.
And I'm really excited today. We got Dan Tim from Whale Tails Archery. We've got Dave Sella, who's here, expert marksman bow hunter. She slays some major deer. Megan Salazar, contributor to the show. I mean, we got a packed studio here, but I love it that way. I like when people are chipping in and chiming in, because I'm going to start off the Raised in Wisco. And we're a segment late for the Raised in Wisco, but that's okay. This week, my Raised in Wisco is something I have.
The Weekly Wisco.
The Weekly Wisco.
Yeah, you said.
The Raised in Wisco. The Weekly Wisco.
The Weekly Wisco.
Which I have not yet experienced this year, but maybe I'll head out there next week, is the Wisconsin State Fair.
Woohoo, yeah.
I've been to other state fairs, and let me tell you, like the song in the movie State Fair, our state fair is the best state
There's
fair.
There's a movie. It is.
Oh, it's a play. It's a musical, actually.
Oh, okay.
But our state fair is absolutely incredible. There's something there for everyone. And if you are an outdoorsman, an outdoorswoman, there's so much outdoors activities, including trying to catch fish. That they've got like one of those little trout ponds. You can try to catch fish there. There are outfitters there and just really cool, awesome Wisconsin stuff. So that's my Weekly Wisco. Dee Fairman, what do you got for yours?
J.K. Clayfish, mine is trails. I have talked about alltrails.com before, and we went on, Josh and I went on there previously, and we looked up the top 10 best trails, and Ice Age Trail at the Lapham Peak came in at number 10 out of all of Wisconsin.
Yes,
it's
fantastic. Great trail. So you can ride horses there.
Ooh, even better. Mm-hmm. We're starting from our bottom up 10 to 1. So next week, we're going to the Balanced Rock Trail at East Bluff.
Heck yeah. Get out there. Use Wisconsin's trails. They are incredible. Chef Lawton, what do you got?
I took the I-94 trail to Madison because it has been very hot out. So I did my winter activity in the summer. I took the I-94 trail to Atomic Antiques and did a little antique shopping. So my Weekly Wisco was actually inside. If you guys have not checked out that store, it's fantastic. You can spend all day there and you can spend all your money. It's wonderful. That's what I did.
That sounds fantastic. As you can tell, I love antiques. Megan Salazar.
We went up to Ocano to go
Who's
catch.
We?
Dave and I went up to Ocano to catch walleye.
Okay, now, Megan, how romantic.
Megan and Dave.
Oh, my God.
The funny part, Megan's from all over the world, really. She's lived in
but
Hawaii.
But I lived in Ocano.
Well, because you say that with a very thick Wisconsin accent. We went up to Ocano.
I love Ocano.
She's from Allentown,
but somehow she managed to get a half cousin in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
Yeah. On my way half.
That's perfect. That sounds great. What about Dave? You can share Weekly Wiscos if you want.
Oh,
that would be precious.
Tell what you did.
So here we are. We're out fishing and everything, and Megan ends up catching a slammer of a sheep's head.
Nice.
This thing was huge.
I think they're beautiful.
And she's like, are we going to keep it? And my jaw dropped, like, what are you talking about?
Why?
And she's like, well, can we try it? I'm like, yeah, we'll throw it right back in the water. And she ended up making me keep two sheep's head and what was the other one? Catfish.
Perfect.
And we got back to the cleaning station, and those two sheep's head were cleaned up so fast.
You were afraid of people seeing you.
I was looking over my shoulder like, what's coming in here? And then I looked over my shoulder, and a couple of guys brought some fish in.
Don't be scared, because we ate before this show, and Megan made the most unbelievable green curry fish over rice.
Mm-hmm.
And that sheep's head was absolutely – it might have come out of the water – like a lion, but it went down like a lamb, that sheep said.
She made me try it right away, and I was like, all right, I'm not going to tell her how it was because it was really good.
Yeah,
I can't say it because, you know.
I think you need a shirt that says Sheep's Head Cleaning King on it.
Oh, Lord,
Dan, Tim, what do you got?
I'm gonna stick on theme here and just with the local club archery shoots. So we've been going out just about every week. The local archery clubs always host an event for the public where you can change the scenery, get different footing, shoot at different targets under different lighting. Something for everybody with comfortable ranges and different stakes where you can shoot to your ability as well. We went out recently, Tyrol Basin, Madison, shot the Beast Mode course. So you're going up and down the ski hill.
Awesome. Yeah. I want to do that so bad.
Yeah, that sounds so fun.
And quick shout out, wiarchery.com. Great resource for every shoot in the state of Wisconsin.
So, that's awesome. Yeah. Yes, it is not too early. We're going to talk a little bit more about kind of food plotting, how you should be getting any land ready. We're going to have on our next show, we're going to be talking about land permissions, how to get those, the best keys to that. I'm really excited about that as well. And we're going to bring in our cooking segment early because I can't wait to start talking about state fair foods. We're going to talk about our favorites. We want to know yours. On Raised in Wisco. Country, Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of Wisconsin. My name's Joel Clayfish. Sitting side saddle is Danielle Fairman. We've been together for many, many years hunting and fishing the great outdoors of Wisconsin,
and
Danielle.
And we'll continue to do that.
And we will continue to do that. And, of course, our culinarian, the culinarian crusher from
Caledonia.
Good one. Chef Ellie Lawton, a classically trained French chef who takes...
Bonjour.
Wow, you've been working on your French, I see.
Just that one word.
You know, George Ermert, who is the number one listener to the show, asked me about that today at lunch with him, and he said, how is Ellie's French coming along? And now I can report to him...
Well, George, it's still about the same.
You are nearly fluent.
Nearly.
Bonjour.
See. See. I like to mix them up like my ingredients. See,
that's not French.
I know.
Duh. Lo siento. So we love talking about food. We love having you along, and you can listen to Raised in Wisconsin, all your civic media stations throughout Wisconsin, 23 of them. But Super D, Danielle,
yes. Hello.
If they missed the show live on Saturdays at 11, how can they catch it afterward?
You can catch us on Facebook, wonderful Facebook Live. You can see everyone's faces go red at the beginning of the show.
Ooh,
for some weird reason. Yeah. You can also find us on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and maybe soon to be Instagram. We have our Megan Salad Bar.
I'm working on it. I screwed up this week.
Megan Salazar.
I really screwed up this week.
Megan Salazar is our media czar. Megan media czar, Salazar. She's working on our Facebook and Instagram. In fact, let's do it. Let's do it right now. Megan's been running a contest for swag for the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo. Megan?
Yes. We have a winner.
Drum roll.
We have a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Drum roll. Winner, chicken dinner. And who is the winner?
Dale Steves from New London, Wisconsin.
Dale Steves from New London, Wisconsin.
My other old stomping grounds, by the way.
Where is New London?
Where have you not lived, by the way?
You don't know where New London is?
It's right next to Old London.
It's between,
okay, yeah.
It's between Shiocton, Wapaka, on the Wolf River. I lived on the Wolf River. It was fantastic.
Oh,
I'd walk
beautiful.
Outside my backyard and I would catch little baby sturgeons.
Oh, wonderful.
That sounds great.
Sorry you had
little
to leave
French
that.
Fries.
Yeah,
also, the sister city to Dublin, I think, for Irish days. So if you ever want to go to St. Patrick's Day, London is the place to go.
That sounds
I prefer
fantastic.
Actual Dublin.
Yeah, me too. However, It's great.
It's great.
It is. It's a great,
I believe it.
It's a great place. Well, congratulations to our first ever contest winner. We will see you at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association.
Come find us.
What do they win, Megan? Us.
Oh, you win a hat with our new Raised in Wisco logo. You get Right Wing sauce and 2 tickets to the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association Waterfowl Hunters Expo August 22nd and 23rd.
Awesome.
It's not 23rd and 24th.
No, it's 22nd.
Check your calendar.
Friday, Saturday.
Well, I better know the dates because I'm really excited about this. We'll be up there. I have the honor and privilege of being one of the cooks for the Fowl Life Provider Series. Of course, Chef Lawton is the official chef of the Fowl Life Provider Series Eat Wild Editions that you can hear on our podcasts. We will be up there cooking for folks, and I want to be clear. This event sells out. It's free, but it's standing room only every year because we hand out free food. Believe me, I am not under the mistake that they're coming to see me. They're coming to eat. And this year, we've got Chef Lawton with 2 very surprise, awesome dishes that you can see how to make quick and easy and get free samples at the Wisconsin Waterfowl
Hunters
Expo.
As well, free samples at the Women's Zone.
And
I didn't want to skip that over. Danielle Fairman will be there.
Yeah, the Women's Zone. I'll be there with Megan as well. A whole bunch of other inspirational girls. But we also have cooking segments with free foods.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. I cannot
Megan,
wait.
Megan, talk about free tickets, too, for the ladies.
So if you are a lady, if you want free tickets, just message us on our Facebook, and I will give you the code to get you free tickets to get into the Wisconsin Waterfowl Expo.
What Facebook?
Raised in Wisco.
Perfect. What other Facebook would they be looking
also,
at?
Also,
the waterfowl
that's
one.
The only
if
one
you
want
to come to the banquet, the banquet's on Friday night, so purchase your tickets on wisducks.org.
That's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Folks,
Friday
there are
the
a
Expo.
Lot of benefits to going and following our Facebook page, our Raised in Wisco Facebook page. Please get on there and do that. And you will be able to win giveaways that we have throughout. And you'll better than that, you'll be informed. You can pop up the links on there, and you can see photos of the goofy scenarios we put ourselves in on a regular weekly basis.
And
recipes.
And recipes, that's for sure.
Again, I messed up this week. Sorry, my bad.
That's okay, Megan.
No, not worried about that. Dan Tim is here, an archery expert, and we were talking about what to do for prep for the hunting season, which is literally now around the corner, 3 weeks away.
So close.
And I want to ask you about an odd question that makes some of us uncomfortable. Every year you hear about folks who have heart attacks, who have problems in the woods because they're not fit at all. They're not ready to head out. And that first time they head out, they forgot how long it took to walk to the deer stand. They may have forgotten what it's like carrying bags of decoys to the middle of the field. Do you have any advice? I mean, you appear to be a fairly fit dude, especially
that,
for
Joel.
A Wisconsinite.
Yeah.
You get a very full beard, which I appreciate.
Thank you.
As well. It's very full. We have
bearded
men
mustache.
Here in the studio today. What advice do you have as somebody who works for an outfitter who sells, you know, equipment for fitness, for being comfortable and safe in the outdoors?
I would say the preparation comes in the planning, right? So if you know about what kind of scenarios you're going to get into, get out there and... If your walk is a half a mile into the woods, you know, if you're gonna train on pavement, do double or triple that and carry some weight with you. We work with a lot of guys that that go out, you know, to the mountains, and that's extremely difficult to train in Wisconsin to go out west and hunt in the mountains. Guys do the best they can with putting on heavy sacks, you know, heavy packs and just putting on miles. But
your average hunter, I mean, I can tell you as a goose hunter, as an avid field goose hunter, I never anticipate that pack out after. And you know, a lot of farmers, and you want to respect farmers. And again, you got to listen next week. We're going to be talking about permissions, private land hunting, public land hunting, how to get those permissions, how to treat farmers. But I will say, at the beginning of the season, I mean, my heart is at the push to its absolute limit. You do not realize how hard it is to carry stuff out of a field. And if you got a 100-yard walk carrying 100 pounds on your back, you're struggling.
Right. I think scouting is a great opportunity, too, to get out there now while it's a little bit warmer outside and go find your spots, go look and see if there's deer sign or, you know, if you see the birds in the field, just get out there and get after it, really. Just go check out and see what's going on in the woods or in the fields or on the waters. But if you haven't been to that property where you're going to hunt, I think you're going to have a difficult time. And even if you've been going there for 20 years, every year gets a little bit more difficult if you're not putting in the preparation. And I think the right gear makes a big difference, too. There.
Definitely. Like footwear, you want to be comfortable, breathable stuff in the hotter weather.
Yeah, if you're talking about waders, too, some of those waders can be incredibly heavy.
So hot.
Right, and you get stuck in the muck. That's no fun, right? So, there's great options. And I would just say get out and get after it. Start scouting now. You could take small steps, and, you know, within a few weeks, you're going to be there.
I will at some point tell the story of almost dying in my backyard in a set of waders and having to belly crawl in my underpants for about 200 yards. That was definitely...
You don't want to share that story now?
No, we don't have time right now. Listen to a future episode, but we'll tell that story. My advice along those lines is take it easy.
Take it easy.
Do not overly push yourself. Number one, no harvest is worth dying over, number one. Number two, when you think, if your buddies are ahead of you, I hunt with a lot of younger hunters, and a lot of times they're doubling me up in and out of the field carrying gear. Let them double you up. Take it easy. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah, plan ahead. Don't rush.
What I've found is, yes, don't rush.
Well, slowing down is never harmful in the field either.
That's
you know, like,
that's right. You're enjoying the outdoors.
You never
down.
Scare away the game if you're going as slow as you can possibly
that's
go.
That's a fact, and that is great advice. And when you are coming in and out, you'll be surprised if you hunt regularly how quickly you get in better shape just coming in and out of the field a few times. Now. Exciting. Well,
you're
okay.
So excited.
Why do I get most excited, Danielle?
Because at the end of the day, Raisin Wisco is
a cooking show. So
we're going to talk about the foods that do the opposite of get you in shape.
Leave it to Chef Lawton. We're talking fair foods today. I'm really excited about fair foods. Yes. I want to start out, we're starting the cooking segment early because I think there's so much to talk about with the Wisconsin State Fair and fair foods that I want to get into it right away. I want to know everybody in the fishbowl's favorite fair food, first of all. I want to know if there's a variation of it you cook at home. I think that's something cool to talk about.
Yes.
But let's start with Dan. Dan, do you have a favorite fair food?
I'm going to be just a little bit classic here and go with the roasted corn and cream puffs.
Go wrong with that.
I look forward to that every time I go to the fair. I know exactly where it is and exactly what to expect.
That's
Call
the
me
appetizer
boring,
and dessert.
But it's amazing.
I don't think that's crazy at all. Now, Megan Salazar, you're a bit of a foodie, so I'm curious to see what your fair food favorite is.
You'd be surprised. I love the Wisconsin Product Pavilion.
It's so
wonderful. I'm not. I love it.
It's so good. Like, I have to, if anything else, I have to get a potato and honey lemonade.
What about their grilled cheese in the pavilion?
You know, actually, I haven't had the grilled cheese.
I've had the omelets, too.
Megan. And I've been there 20 years in a row.
20 years in a row?
Well, I get free tickets.
Does anything really say more Wisconsin than grilled cheese?
No, but I get cheese curds, and I'm particular about my cheese curds. They got to be the cubes, not the curds.
Oh, yes. Interesting.
Cubes are good.
All right, Danielle Fairman. Wait a minute.
Danielle's
name is Fairman.
But this is going to take a minute. I learned something before the show about Danielle Fairman that we're going to have to talk about.
I need an intervention.
Really? Yes.
What's the matter?
She hates the fair.
She said she hates the fair food.
Fair food's too in the...
But
she has the wrong friends.
But hold on. Hold on a second.
Maybe you just haven't experienced
right.
The good food. This is what Ellie was saying.
People,
you were talking about the produce section. I mean, I don't do the treats. I don't like those. The deep fried food, don't want to do that.
People, don't come after Danielle. She didn't know.
I do not like lemonade.
You didn't know about the pork producers, the Cattlemen's Association. Come on,
if there's steak on a stick, I'll eat it.
Oh, yes. There certainly is. Steak on sticks. I love the pork chop on a stick. That's fantastic. I get that every year.
Oh, my goodness.
But yes, no, I have tried other foods, and it's just, I just eat like 2 bites.
I feel like this is her other culinary corner. She needs
this. Danielle.
This is a big one.
Here's what we're doing the next time we get together before a show. We're going to make a fair food and that you're going to be able to try.
All right, I'm in.
Look at just that fast, and it's the cooking segment time. I can't wait.
Calm
I get
down,
to talk
Joel.
About my...
Calm down, I can
it's
see you.
It's food. It's jumping my favorite dish. This is Raised in Wisco. To check out Raised in Wisco on every civic media station throughout Wisconsin, 23 of them in all, from the furthest corner of the north in Hayward all the way down to Racine. Raised in Wisco comes to you through the radio on Saturdays at 11 o'clock. You can check us out on Spotify. Where else, Danielle?
You can find us on Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, and Apple.
Yeah, check us out. If you're new to the show, welcome. We love having you. One of the things that I hear about more than anything is the cooking segment. People love the fact that we talk about food. We talk about forage and field to table food. And today we're talking fair food. And that would be, I'd be remiss if we didn't. Chef Lawton came up with a great idea how to bring field to fair to table. And before that, I want Dave, who's joining us, to tell me his favorite fair food.
Davey Poo.
It's got to be something deep fried.
Yeah, well, they got everything you could ever think of.
Ooh, deep fried Oreos are good.
Yeah, they sure are. Deep fried is the key. And make sure that you get yourself back in shape before you after you eat the
hit the gym before and after the fair.
My favorite fair food, I gotta say, I gotta get one of the Italian sausages that's got the sautéed onions and peppers on it. That's my favorite fair food today. Ask me tomorrow; it'll be something else. But Chef Lawton, what's your favorite fair food and what are we cooking today?
My favorite fair food, born and raised farm girl here, is definitely the Cattlemen's Association ribeye steak sandwich.
Ooh.
It is so wonderful and it's sliced perfectly, cooked perfectly, a little salt and pepper. Oh, I eat two of them every year.
Yes, as an appetizer. I have had that. That's outstanding.
Danielle, shout out to all the Wisconsin farmers.
Yes.
With thanks
all
to all
the wonderful
of them.
Things.
They make the fair what it is.
Around.
And you
they make the world go round.
I'd be remiss too if I didn't say I really do enjoy going through all of the animal barns. I don't need to spend all day in the animal barns, but I do like looking at the animals. That's always fun.
Okay.
What are we cooking?
We are making venison corn dogs.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I definitely try that.
Okay.
Danielle's on board.
I'm on board.
You guys.
Well, if Danielle's on board, then it's okay.
That's right. Duh. Well, she's a tough one. That's kind of like the Life commercial. Hey, try it, Mikey. He hates everything.
Mikey likes it.
Mikey likes it. So, Mikey.
Hi. Hello.
You're going to try a corn dog.
My alter ego is Mikey.
Yeah, sure. Why not? For today. Run with it, Chef Lawton.
Do you want to talk corn dogs?
Let's
do it. Mikey, or what's
my
happening
bad.
Here?
You're on the Mikey right now. Tell us about corn dogs.
Okay, so when I thought about this recipe, I kind of got excited. So there's three different variations for the protein part. So first, I'm going to talk about the actual batter. All right.
Okay.
So you're going to do 3/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1.5 cups cornmeal. Okay. 1.5 teaspoons baking powder, 1.5 teaspoons sugar, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. Megan's going to write all this down and throw it up on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Quarter teaspoon cayenne pepper, a little more if you want it kind of spicy. 3/4 teaspoon salt, 2 large eggs, 1¼ cups buttermilk, And then you need 8 wooden sticks, like skewer sticks, okay?
All right.
So that is our... What's wrong, Danielle? Oh, Danielle.
Danielle's getting very excited.
Danielle's getting
this.
Super
the
excited.
Chinese Wolverine. I can't. You have to be that for Halloween.
Okay. Let's get back on track here.
No.
So you can either have your venison processed into the wonderful venison dogs. Oh, my gosh. They're so good.
Love them.
Or venison breakfast sausage. The ground breakfast sausage.
Ooh.
Yes.
So, that sounds like a great idea.
So
we do a maple syrup.
Could do a
pancake.
You can
batter?
Do it. Y'all, you can take it any direction you want. That's why this is so exciting because, okay, you can just use the venison dog, right? Skewer it, put it in the batter, and then you're going to drop it into oil at 375 for 2 to 3 minutes till it's golden. That's it, okay? So that one, done. So the ground version is, to me, the most exciting one. You're going to take your bulk ground venison sausage. You're going to form it around the stick, throw it on a sheet pan, and bake it at 350 till it's cooked all the way through, okay?
Okay.
Let it cool down, and then you're going to do the same breading process or battering process. Put it in the batter, dip it in your Dutch oven with the oil or pot or however you're going to, your deep fryer, whatever, for 2 to 3 minutes.
Can you pan fry these with oil in a pan?
Yeah, you can do. I've done them shallow fry. It's fine. You just have to turn them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now, the third version, I actually haven't tried, but we talked about it before the show. Using a venison brat and cooking that and then skewering it. Drying it off on the outside, because we talked about whether or not we were going to take the casing off. I personally would take the casing off before I battered it. You all said that you would just batter it with the casing on. So we're going to try it.
Oh,
and
my
it's going
like
to be amazing.
I like the snap.
I do, too.
You'd have this crunch, soft snap. Oh, boy.
So this is
the experimentation
recipe that we're going to do and report back to everybody. We're going to do it both ways. And then, of course, we're going to top it with awesome ketchup, some spicy mustard, some fresh herbs, maybe even
right wing sauce.
Boy. But also, yeah. I was thinking we could put some street corn on top of these guys.
Oh my gosh, that sounds unbelievable. Yeah.
Joel's gone.
So
that's how we're gonna
make the venison broth.
I think I don't know if other people experience this, but how am I full yet hungry? why is my mouth watering when
it's
I'm stuffed?
We're friends.
It's because we're friends and we're from Wisconsin. And when you listen to a show like Raised in Wisco, you're going to laugh. That I promise you. But you're going to also learn about taking things from the field to the table in a fantastic way. Look, if you live in the greatest state in the nation, you have the advantage of having the world as your oyster outside your door. There is everything to do in Wisconsin, and we encourage you, and this show encourages you, to get out there, experience Wisconsin's best, and whenever you can, cook it and put it on the dinner table. There is no better way or time to spend than with friends eating the food that's right here in Wisconsin and experiencing our great outdoors. Thank you for joining us. Next week, we are talking permissions and how to get them and what to do once you got them to maintain them. We love having you along. We'll see you next week on Raised in Wisco.